we want to show the emotions of the pieces we're singing. If we don't touch our hearts, how are we going to touch our audience's hearts? So be involved facially, bodily, and of course, musically.
The Fort Hays State University Music Department is wrapping up their year with a series of concerts. Choir's director Terry Kruhl stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Last events of the last 2 weeks of school. Busy time, Fort Hays Music Department.
Huge. Absolutely. Time. Yeah, we've been seeing that on the calendar, some of these things coming through. But it's probably pretty exciting, too, for those kids to kind of put on that one last show, and then the break comes. You get to relax and get geared up for next year.
Our big event is Tuesday night. We call it our Masterworks Concert. It'll start off with the Fort Hays Singers doing a folksy 8-movement piece called Southern Grace. And then the Smoky Hill Chorale's doing Schubert's famous Mass in G with Becca, Sadie, Luis, Ryan, Paul, and Garrett doing the solo parts. There was our Fort Hays Singers singing with the Smoky Hill Chorale. And then the concert choir is going to finish with one of my favorite works, Frostiana, the poetry of Robert Frost, set by Randall Thompson, one of my favorite composers, 7 movements. So about an hour and 15 minutes at most. Nice concert. Great way to end the year. Lots else going on this week. Tonight, there is a new music concert. Kids who have composed get their friends to perform. Tomorrow night, the professional composer coming in for new music, things she's written for our faculty and others. Sunday afternoon, Katie Walters, one of our top mezzo sopranos, giving her senior recital. Tuesday night, of course, is our Masterworks Choral concert. And Thursday night is the band's end of the year concert. So busy time in the last week before exams. We don't like to give our kids time to study for their tests.
Right.
They're performing their ensembles.
Yeah.
Priorities for those music students.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I had more confidence in being able to carry a tune, I would have been a music major in college, but I went the more talky route in a way. And but I had so many friends in the music department that I always look forward to this particular couple of weeks.
Well, you've got a good radio voice, and those usually make good singers. So,
I always loved going to those because it's so much joy to especially when they get done with that final piece. To see that you see that relief on them after they finish their final thing that they have to do.
And I preach a lot to my university kids. I said, this isn't junior high where you have to behave up here.
Mm-hmm.
We want to show the emotions of the pieces we're singing. If we don't touch our hearts, how are we going to touch our audience's hearts? So be involved facially, bodily, and of course, musically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I remember those days where it's just stand straight, hold your binder.
Stay in line.
Yep, exactly. neutral look on your face and everything. And this allows them a little bit more rawness, a little bit more getting into it in a way.
They know where they're going. We don't have to walk on like so many elephants grabbing the tail of the one in front of us, walk in line and so forth.
Yeah. Very cool.
You know what I like best about all of the Fort Hays concerts? The price.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. All of those are free.
And open to the community, right?
The Encore series, of course, those are professional groups that they have to pay to bring in.
Yeah.
And our theater performances are charged because they aren't covered by student fees. It's just too expensive to pay the royalties and charge everybody in the whole campus for that. So those are the only two things. All of our music concerts, Hayes Symphony Orchestra, our bands, our choirs, our recitals, they're all free.
Yeah.
So.
And you never know, with those student groups. And of course, all of them are exceptional, but you never know that breakout star. I think about, you probably know the opera singer from Colby from 20 years ago. I can't think of his name, but
Sam Rainey.
There you go. What an opportunity. You go see a Fort Hays concert. You never know. You might see the next star.
Could be a pop star, opera singer,
whatever it might be.
In Nashville for a number of years. I don't know if Heather Schnorr is still recording, but she made some success there. And some of our composers want to do video game music. That's huge right now.
Your favorite musician started off as a local band. That's what I always like to say, especially whenever we're promoting local
skiffle
music.
Band. Yeah, they were in Liverpool. And
did you know the answer to that question?
I did not. Okay. I'd never heard of a skiffle band before. I knew they're from Liverpool. That's all I know.
Fair enough.
The Quarry. Quarry.
Well, Terry, anything else we want to talk about on these concerts before we go?
Well, The Smoky Hill Corral is on the Masterworks concert Tuesday night. That's in Beach Schmidt at 7:30. And next summer, not this summer, but next summer, they are going to Austria to sing in the Salzburg Cathedral, where Mozart was baptized, in what's called the Salzburg Choral Festival. And yours truly is the conductor of that event. I get to choose, well, I already have, 8 pieces, sacred, of course, for in a cathedral of that stature.
Right.
And then after that, their orchestra and director lead that whole choir of 150 to 250 singers in a Mozart Mass. We're doing the Coronation Mass that he wrote when he was in Salzburg, because that's where his house was. We get to tour his house. And, of course, the Sound of Music was mm-hmm. the location. You know, the Austrians there, Salzburg, they don't really like the Sound of Music because, number one, you can't hike over the hills and get free into Switzerland. You hike over the mountains, you're in Germany. You're not right? in Switzerland. So geographically, that was a little Hollywood license they took there and
right.
and some other things. But you can see the big garden where the Von Trapp family kids were singing Do, Re, Mi. And, mm-hmm. and the front of this house was the mansion where they lived and this and that. So it's a lot of fun.
Does it do anything for their tourism trade?
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that's
all there is tourists around there in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Kids will be able to go along because if they raise the money, they'll be able to go along with us. They'll be members of the Smoky Hill Corral for that semester.
Very cool.
And we'll perform those pieces at our spring and our Masterworks concerts next spring. So a year from now, you'll hear the music that we're taking, and we'll combine with other choirs. So I'm very excited about that. It's the same tour company that we went with in 2018 to Austria and then again to Honolulu when we sang at the Pearl Harbor 80th anniversary in December of 21. So they've been good to us, and we enjoy working with them. So
yeah,
the Smoky Hill Corral is going to Austria.
Yeah,
fun for those adults.
Incredible.
Yeah. Singing in a cathedral like that, do you feel like there is like kind of like a connection?
Oh my gosh. The first thing we did was we went in there and we stood under the dome and we sang one of our a cappella pieces. And everybody in the place just kind of.
To let the natural reverb
Exactly. And there are 7 pipe organs.
Oh.
On the 4 corners, if you will, of that dome, there mm-hmm. are an organ on each corner. And then there is one on each end of the apse. And then the huge organ is up in the balcony behind the sanctuary. So yeah, amazing. Amazing history.
Yeah.
We went to Vienna afterwards and spent a day there and sang in St. Stephen's Cathedral. This is a 1400 Gothic cathedral, mm-hmm. 1400s. So, yeah, great educational experiences for them, as was Hawaii, of course.
Yeah.
For the kids, anyway. For all of us, for me, too. So, yeah, fun trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it touches you deeply when you sing there. Now, I have to say, and I've said this to many people, when we sing over at the Basilica of St. Fidelis for our Christmas concert, I say, the sound is just like those cathedrals mm-hmm. in Europe. There's just not as much gold, you know, or statues by Michelangelo or whatever. You know, there's not that stuff there. Yeah. But the sound is spectacular there.
Yeah. I remember in high school doing that cathedral concert with Johnny Matlock and Elise Peterson.
Yeah.
And, it was one of those things where we had to, like, watch them perfectly.
Yeah,
because if you were going off the sound, you were already behind.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
2004. Is when I graduated.
Right before I came.
Yeah.
So anyway, a good slate of concerts coming up in this last week of school, all at 7:30, except Katie's recital Sunday afternoon is 2:30. Mm-hmm. So tonight and tomorrow night, the New Music Festival, 7:30 in Beach Schmidt, free. Sunday afternoon, Katie's recital in Palmer Hall, that's in Malloy Hall, the recital hall where we rehearse our choirs at 2:30. Tuesday night and Thursday night, the choirs and the bands, Tuesday choirs, Thursday bands, 7:30, Beach Schmidt.
Terry, for those that maybe didn't catch all that, where can they go to find that calendar?
Our website, www.fhsu.edu/music, or type in a search box, you know, music calendar, and our stuff will come up there, and you can see all of our choirs and our faculty, and you know, most of us have pictures in there from like 25 years ago. When we were
as you do.
Young, yeah. Good looking. But you can hear our groups there. There's some MP3s on there and see our theater productions and photos. So, yeah, so we tell our recruiting kids to go. So.
Excellent.
All right.
It's
good luck to all
good
the kids who are going to state contest on Saturday. I'm judging in Gypsum, southeast of Saline. And our Hayes kids are going to Salina South. and a number of us are judging there. So the whole state goes to state solo and ensemble contest Saturday. So a big day for them.